Well, maybe an hour earlier than normal, but Willie Hallahan once again will lead off this hour of our programming here on Robin Hood Radio. Willie, great to speak to you. How is sportingacause.com going there? I mean, I know for me, when I'm putting together my announcements, public service announcements, for the first time in a long time, I now have announcements that go through the end of May already. So, you know, we're slowly really getting back to normal here.
Yes, we are. Absolutely, Marshall. I'm seeing the same thing. The calendar, my sports-related fundraiser calendar, is starting to fill up, you know, and for the past year, pretty much, you know, most of my announcements were cancellations, you know, which was very depressing, not only for the organizers who lost their events, but just to announce those closures. And this year, now, the calendar's starting to look a little bit like the days of old, where, you know, the week's events are several. So, yeah, things are looking up, and I think what I have to announce will reflect that. Some not so much. You know, there's still some closures, some things are still virtual, but I'm starting to see hints of people organizing in-person events and getting back to normal. Today, there are a couple events going on. The Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club has a pistol competition going on. It's called the Steel Challenge Pistol and Pistol Caliber Carbine event. That's going on. It probably will start around 10 o'clock. And also over at Lime Rock Park, the Miller Motor Car Blue Azzurro Pagani event. I'm not much of a car person, but I guess this is quite an event. It's not a race because, you know, as we know, they can't race on Sundays over at Lime Rock, but it's a car show, and the organizers are looking for a $20 donation to view this show, and that will benefit the Hometown Foundation. Now, next weekend, this is where I'm starting to feel better about things because there's several things going on. Next Saturday, there's the Walk MS, the Poughkeepsie version. This is one of the walks for the Multiple Sclerosis Society. And although it's billed as a Poughkeepsie one, they're sprinkled throughout the country. These major nonprofits will hold walks all over the place. But it's virtual this year. So the fact that it's a Poughkeepsie version really doesn't mean a whole lot because people will be doing their walk wherever they want. But the key important thing is that they're raising money for the National MS Society. Also next Saturday, the E-Fund Scramble Golf Tournament at Under Mountain Golf Course is going on. This is the first tournament of the year, at least on my calendar. It's a two-person scramble nine-hole tournament, and it raises money for the Taconic Hills Educational Enrichment Fund. And it's only $50 to get in. It's very price-friendly for a golf tournament, and it tees off at 10 a.m. You can either go to sportingacause.com to get the details, or you can call the Undermountain Golf Course if you're interested in getting into that. Next Monday is the Kentucky Derby. That's back, but the Kentucky Derby Social is not, and this is too bad. It's a really fun event I've gone to in years past. It's organized by the Salisbury Rotary Club. And they just decided it was too early to pull it off. It's an indoor event, which is a problem. It's more like a cocktail party than anything else. So you watch the Derby on the big screen, and you could wager on the fun wagering on the horses and hors d'oeuvres and everything. And the format just didn't lend itself to at least yet to be held. So. This is the second year that they've put that off, and it's too bad because the Rotary Club raises money for scholarships, and this is the second year they haven't been able to do that. But they are doing a $10,000 raffle, winner take all, to try to make up for it. It's a $10 ticket or $25 for three, and they're going to be selling this throughout the spring and summer and fall. They'll be making the drawing on December, so we've got plenty of time to get your tickets for that. And I hope they do well because, you know, the Rotary Clubs in general do great work in terms of raising money for scholarships. Next Sunday, May 2nd, the Gilbert School in Winsted, the Blue and Gold Golf Tournament and 5K Run, they have both events on the same weekend. They've decided to cancel that again this year. That's the second year that they will not be raising money for their athletic programs. They just felt it was too early. And it's a school, being a school-sponsored event, that makes it a little dicier, maybe than most, in terms of holding events safely. So for the second year, the blue and gold events will not be held. But also next Sunday, another event's going on. The Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club will host its first 3D archery tournament. They have plenty of firearm competitions throughout the year, but they hold three 3D archery tournaments where you shoot at not paper targets, but models of animals, and they're very popular. And it's only $10 to get in, just like the pistol shoots, and they raise a lot of money for their club programs. Another event going on next Sunday is the first race of the season at the Foothills BMX facility in Torrington. I've spoken about this at length because I think it's a great organization. BMX is a bicycle racing program where you're not going around a track; you're going over hill and dale, and you're going over berms and hairpin turns, and it's great to watch and hugely popular. They'll get easily 100, 150 kids every Sunday to race in different age categories. I've likened it to the ski jump program for the juniors at SWASA. It keeps them fit, and they learn a lot. They build self-confidence, and it's a great organization. But they race every Sunday morning. You can just show up. You don't have to pre-register. You can register at 10 o'clock in the morning and practice till noon, and that's when the racing starts. It only costs $10 to sign up, and it's a great program. The first race of the season is called the Roger Plaskett Memorial Race. It's being held in honor of one of the organization's founders who passed away this past year. And they'll have, and every week, the money that they raise goes to their own program, and they're a nonprofit. But there'll be a handful of races where they're raising money for other entities, and I'll make note of those as they come up. Another event happening next Sunday is the Girls Just Want to Have Fun 5K in Litchfield. This has been going on for years. It's a woman-only race. And it's sponsored by the Junior Women's League of Litchfield. They raise money for scholarships and local families in need. And they were the first race organizers this year to decide to have an in-person race. They decided that early on, and everything's worked out just fine. I'm sure for some time, maybe throughout the summer, maybe beyond, races will start off with participants wearing masks. And they may not have group starts. They might continue to have staggered starts where four or five runners start off at a time, spaced so that they can distance themselves from each other. They'll start the race. As soon as they get 100 yards down the road, they take their masks off, and then they have to put them back on as they reach the finish line. But it's not a big deal. The great part is that people can run in a race and enjoy the competition of having people next to them, and we're all happy about that. Now that pretty much wraps things up for the week, Marshall. It gives me such a joy to be able to talk about a half a dozen or so events on a weekend, and just like we did way back in 2019. Next Sunday, I'll talk about a couple of new events. There's a cornhole tournament in New Hartford. This group has been working tirelessly to raise money for two parks at the grammar schools, playgrounds, and that's one of the events that they're doing this year. And there's also a new 5K race in Canaan, so I'll be talking about that.
That's the Mother's Day race.
Yes.
And that's really going forward because of Great Falls Brewing and stuff like
exactly,
that.
Exactly, yeah. And Chris Tripler, one of the owners of Great Falls, has been named the Economic Development Officer in Canaan, which is a good choice. I mean, he's very involved not only as a business person but organizing events that raise money for worthy causes. This is going to be for the Falls Village Daycare, I believe. And another thing that nobody realizes is that when you have a race, I'd like to be able to quantify this somehow. whenever a race comes to town, you get 100 people, 150 people, which is probably an average number of people. The economic impact of all those people coming into town, nobody really talks about. Probably half, say 150 people show up at the race, half of them are from out of town. Maybe more, maybe two-thirds. They come from around the state and so forth. And the races are typically in the morning. They race and then they leave. But they're not exactly leaving. They stop for gas. They'll get breakfast or lunch, and they'll cruise around town. And that's a lot of people coming into a small town. Hopefully people start to realize that the value of these events, beyond just the money that's raised for the event itself, but for the town in general. And one other thing, another hopeful sign that I've noticed is that it looks like the county fairs will be back this fall. They're typically held, as we know, in late summer or early fall. And the organizers are feeling pretty confident that by then they can hold these events in some form. I know that the Goshen Fair is planning on holding theirs. The Riverton, Dutchess County, Columbia County Fairs have all announced that they'll be back. And that's just another good sign, Marshall, of things coming back.
And the final good sign, Trans-Am Memorial Day Classic at Lime Rock.
That's right.
28th through 31st at Lime Rock.
Yeah, it's good. Under new ownership, all things are looking optimistic for them. I wish them luck. And they again, are...
A big financial driver.
Absolutely. Not only that, but their main charity is the Alzheimer's Association. So that's a good thing for the second year.
And they also help out local charities along the course of the – and I can attest to that because we're one of the charities that they help out during the course of the year. So
that's right.
It's good to have
their goodness goes on and on.
It's good to have them back. All right. Well, more on this, folks, at sportingacause.com. Willie, we'll check in with you again next week.
Great, Marshall. Thanks. Have a good week.
Take care.